Schools across the state are back in session, with some students in brick-and-mortar classrooms and others attending online. But what does music education, which is typically a hands-on experience, look like in the time of COVID-19? As Health News Florida's Delina Miller reports, teachers are getting creative, and some say this shakeup is just what music education needed.
When it comes to music education, federal and state policymakers don't have much to say. So these teachers are turning to organizations like the National Association for Music Education for guidance on how to safely move forward with extracurriculars that could contribute to spreading the coronavirus. Caitlin Pierce is an elementary music teacher in Hillsborough County. She says the students she's teaching in person will stick with instruments like xylophones and small hand drums, but absolutely no singing.
It's kind of disappointing to me to see the research that singing is not very safe in a group setting right now. So we're limiting, at least in my classroom, I'm limited to having the students hum because I don't want to put them in an environment where they're unsafe. It's my first job as their teacher to keep them safe.
A recent study commissioned by the National Federation of State High School Associations and the College Band Directors National Association recommends performers wear special slit masks for wind and brass instruments, putting bell covers on instruments like trombones, rehearsing and performing outside, and frequently sanitizing shared instruments. But that's not always possible. Sean Behrens is an elementary music education teacher in Palm Beach County.
A lot of the instruments are rather fragile, so you can't be spraying Lysol on them because that's going to ruin them. So it pretty much means that you have to make do with technology.
He took a class at the University of South Florida called Learner-Centered Pedagogies, which teaches master's level students how to perform, record, and mix music online. Like many music ed teachers, Behrens is turning to digital instruments, which are played on laptops and phones through software and apps. This isn't new technology, but it's being utilized more than ever in remote learning or when performers are prevented from using certain instruments.
They have a musical instrument, it's just going to be using software instead of a physical instrument in front of them. And so there's online programs like Soundtrap or BandLab where they can actually use those to create music. But there's also like online drum machines or virtual pianos, guitars, all of those.
Associate Professor of Music Education Clint Randles teaches the class.
It's an exciting time for those of us who would like to nudge music education in different directions. For people who only know a large ensemble choir band sort of experience, it can be extremely unnerving.
This summer, Randall's students took to YouTube for a demonstration of what they learned, recording themselves separately, singing and playing both physical and digital instruments, which Randall's laid down on a track and mixed together. Saracino was another student who participated in the project. She's also a middle school music teacher in Miami.
I'm super excited because that opens up the door to incorporating technology and mixing techniques and all of that other career-oriented things that we don't have as much time for usually. So it's giving me an opportunity to really go for something new and exciting for the kids.
Sino says it's important to meet her students where they're at, and for many, that's online. And Behrens says while the pandemic has forced music ed teachers to pivot, digital music and virtual performances are here for the long haul.
I see this sticking even after everything passes and we go back to normal.
For Behrens, his own virtual class performance of Panic at the Disco's High Hopes felt just like musicians playing together at a venue. But instead of packing up instruments and heading home, they just logged off their computers. For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.